Good morning, Sacred Seekers. This is Molly at Madam Molly's, and it's Anchor Tuesday. I am back on Anchor. We're going to try this again today and see how it goes. I got a little frustrated with this particular platform for podcasting and moved over to my Facebook page and was doing some live broadcasting on Tuesdays, which is pretty cool. And I think I may be going to make it something I switch between Anchor and live. I don't know yet. We'll see how Anchor goes today. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea that you always have to be happy or seeking happiness or the higher ground or whatever, and what the context is in your magic or spell work. And what I've noticed over the years, in my years of practicing is 20 plus, is that you've got some people who are, you know, really good at calling others out on being negative or Debbie Downers or, you know, pointing out that others aren't in a positive space without really realizing that those others might actually be in as positive a space as they can be right then and there. That's one of the things that I've experienced a lot is I tend to be pragmatic, practical, logical. I'm not giddy and bubbly, and I'm very introverted. So when people encounter me and hear what I have to say, one, I have a little bit of a deeper voice than a lot of women, so initially I don't sound bubbly and happy. And to put that on is, in fact, a put-on. So I get accused a lot of being negative or depressive or down. And there's been times in my life I've been that, absolutely. But I think over the length of time that I can say that I've been hearing this, there's been a thought that somehow magic or spell work or even prayers and meditation all is a seeking for this lighthearted giddiness, and that's not what life is about. You know, I've been in groups since way before there was social media. I remember Yahoo groups, and one of the biggest things that happened in magical groups there was a lot of people calling others out and saying, oh, you're too white, you're too clean, you're a fluff bunny, you're this, you're that. And then you had those who fit into that so-called fluffy category, which I don't even think is a category, really. It's just who they were then. And that's how they approached life. Or maybe that's the act they put on. I don't know. Anyway, then you had that particular group who was always seeking and portraying themselves as very positive and uplifting and enlightened and all of that shit, calling everybody else negative and dark and down. And I think that what we ended up with in our magical communities is we came together because we really were seeking each other out, and there was a need for some sort of balance there. And so you've got the so-called negatives, so-called darks, you've got the so-called fluffies and the so-called whites, and they needed some balance so that we came together in a way, but none of that was really real. I think a lot of those who were portrayed as dark or heavier, slower energy, whatever you want to call it, I think that was oftentimes what they were portraying, not necessarily who they were all the time. I know that was who I was sometimes. Then there was the lights, and they were all love and light and, you know, and harm none and blah, 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 and blessed be. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I think that was a portrayal, too, that in particular, it seems to have gone in the direction of love and light. And there's nothing wrong with that. But not everything's always love and light. That takes everything way out of balance. And I think the reason we make this reach for the love and light is because for such a very long time, anybody who's been magical or spiritual or worked with in the other realms has been demonized by the overarching Abrahamic religions, and not just the Abrahamic religions, but often demonized as the others. Let's talk about that a little bit, the demonizing of others. I mean, we know that Christianity, Islam, and other religions, those two in particular, tend to demonize those who are working in the magical realms. I'm not going to get into why they do it or how they do it or any of that. We just know that sometimes that happens, and there's some persecution that goes on. It also happens amongst those who practice magic and practice alternative religion. They tend to demonize each other, and you've all heard of witch wars, and it happens. It, you know, my group is better than your group. My group is righter than your group is wronger than my group. The way you do it is right, the way you do it is wrong, that kind of shit that happens amongst us, rather than a coming together and saying, yep, well, we expect tolerance from the other groups who are not known for toleration of those who work in the magical worlds. And so we expect that toleration from everyone, and yet we sometimes are very intolerant. And so where I'm going with this is that, you know, there's the sense, the need for balance in this, and the recognition of what your intention is when you step into that space, whether it's a spell or you're doing some sort of magic work. You need to understand what your baseline intention is. You need to understand who you are as you step into that magical space, even if it's just a meditation or prayer. And I don't mean just because those are extremely powerful. When you're stepping in a place of creation, and a lot of people throw the law of attraction, LOA, into this creation thing, or, you know, they get it confused with precognition or things of that nature. And precognition and attraction, creation, they're all very similar. And I think they're actually kind of interchangeable. It's just the way you want to speak about it and the recognition of thoughts becoming things type of thing. And that does take place. And that's one of the most basic workings that we can do as magical workers, is to recognize that our thoughts become, you know, that's actually what we're seeking to do when we set spells or prayers or go into meditation with intention or purpose, or we're doing any type of healing works. That's what we're expecting, is some sort of response, some sort of change. And that was what alchemy was about, was making change. So really understanding who you are as you step into that place, and knowing that, you know, you don't have to put on the happy face if you're not feeling happy. And you don't have to turn your nose down, and you don't have to look with a scowl on your face and put on black lipstick and feel that way. If that's not how you feel, you know, start reveling in who you are as you step into your works. And recognizing that each one of us has a huge gamut of emotion, and all of those emotions are valid. And when you're feeling down and in the dumps and like shit because shit has happened or shit is happening, embrace that, recognize that, and say, you know, I'm going into this meditation with the idea that I'm going to embrace that, and I'm going to allow that expression, that emotion, to express in this particular environment where it's safe, where I'm not necessarily going to take action that's going to be negative in any way. And this is what we don't do as magical workers a lot. We go out there and we go, oh, the law of attraction, or my intention is to be positive on la la la, fluff, fluff, fluff. And when you really want to say, hey, you know what? Fuck that neighbor bitch who just, you know, poisoned my dog. That's, you know, you have to recognize that taking the higher road when you're not on the higher road is just about as impossible as getting on the highway when you're nowhere near it. You know, you've got a journey to get there, and to recognize that the journey is part of the process, and that you may be on some bumpy roads. Enjoy the hell out of the bumpy roads, you know, because it's a lot of fun to go careening through the mountains. Not only is it fun to go careening through the mountains, it's really, because we don't spend a lot of accepted time in our negative emotions, and by accepted time, I mean we don't get down and dirty and wallow in them. And I'll tell you what, at my most depressed times in my life, I can remember feeling such great and blissful relief in getting right down in those dirty, depressive places and wallowing in it. And, you know, having a really damn good cry or a screaming fest or both or whatever, and really getting into it and really lashing out, you know, and, you know, flailing my arms around and making a big hellacious stink, only to collapse exhausted into my bed crying and wake up later like feeling so much relief. Had I not been pushed to a brink where I needed to just fling myself off of it and get in the mud of it and wallow, I would have been searching for a way to put that happy smile on my face just one more minute and pretend like it wasn't the shits. And, you know, and that pretending that it isn't, that fake it till you make it thing, that doesn't work. And it sure doesn't work in magic. You get in there and you fake it till you make it. I hear a lot of people say, oh, get in there and, you know, you put on the happy intention and you do your spell work and you create, you set your energy for whatever it is you want to see manifest in your life. And if you're not feeling it, guess what? You're probably going to find that that spell doesn't work as well as you thought it was. Maybe doesn't work at all. Backfires. You know, so what I'm saying is you need to acknowledge who you are, where you are, and, you know, sometimes getting down and dirty and feeling those so-called negative emotions is exactly what you need to do. Because sometimes, and actually in my opinion, if you're not feeling them, if you're not getting down in the dirt, if you're not looking at that shadow and saying, damn it, this is the shits, I'm not happy with this, I don't like it, and I really need to say no, hell no, or whatever it is, you can't go into that place of happiness and fulfillment and ask for that to come to you when you have no concept of what that really means, because you're stuck dancing around the edges of darkness because you think you're supposed to be some happy person. I have people tell me I'm negative all the time, and all I am is logical. That's not negative. I'm realistic. I can look at you and say, go ahead, hammer that nail into that wall. There's no stud there. Ultimately, what's going to end up happening is you're going to tear a big hole in that sheetrock, and your beautiful picture you're attempting to hang is going to fall. Why don't you do it differently? You know, find a different place to hang it. But then they look at, they're going, oh, you're negative. No, I'm pretty realistic. I don't see the point in doing extra work for, because you feel like you're just going to positively do it and it's going to be okay, la, 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 la. I know that seems, you know, counterproductive, but you know what? Be real. Even when people look at my face, I am one of those people who have, when my face is at rest, my mouth isn't naturally upturned. They think I'm frowning or sad or scowling. That's just the way my freaking face is. And how many of you have had that experience where you're putting on the happy face because your face naturally rests away? You got resting bitch face. Come on, really? No, you just got a resting face. So embrace who you are when you step into your magic works, whether that's meditation, prayer, spell work, journey work, whatever it is that you do, your healing works. Embrace who you are. Step in as you are. There are certain emotions you shouldn't use for certain works. Recognize that and don't attempt to force those works. This is Madam Molly, and I'm really glad that Anchor appears to be working today, and I'm fixing to head into my day job and pay these teachers. So if you are looking forward to working with me through a tarot consultation, you can find me at madammollys.com. I'm working on the page, so it is different, and it is a work in progress. Or you can find me on Facebook at Madam Molly's. You can find me at Wellness with Madam Molly's, a Facebook group. Or you can find me at Madam Molly's Tarot Talk, another Facebook group. Been great talking to you. Love you all. See you next week.